This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in at Radio K Pulpit, and I am Apostle Brian Preston, ready to come and encourage you to share the word of the Lord. And I've got my beautiful bride, and her name is
Delia Preston.
Delia Preston, amen. And she looks lovely today. She's got a nice floral dress on, amen. And we want to speak today, and we want to come and encourage the body of Christ. And I believe really it is time to migrate from milk to meat, to eat the solids of God's word. Amen. Praise be to God. So we want to talk about maturity. We want to talk about growing up in Christ today. We want to talk about and unpack this. It's a bit of a heavy topic, I would say. Amen. Because last week we were talking about how you see. And I believe even that, you know, when we mature in Christ, we will see a different outcome. We will see a different belief system. Amen. Because we believe God's word. We believe that, you know, God is for us. The Bible even says that if God be for us, who can be against us? And what will separate us from the love of God? So I believe today that as we're talking about the mature believer, it is time for the believers to mature. It's time for us to migrate from milk to meat. It is time to just leave the old systems and strategies and the old religious structures. Amen. Because God is taking us into a new season. Amen. Hallelujah. We spoke last week about, you know, the global war, all the tsunamis and all the stuff that is happening worldwide, and it's affecting every continent. Amen. And that's also one of the reasons I believe that as believers we have to mature in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. We look to the things that is not seen but as unseen, the things that is eternal. So I believe that God wants to mature the believers today in your walk with God, in your prayer life, in your own personal capacity. God wants you to increase, and God wants you to walk in the fullness and in the wholeness of what He has called and has ordained for you, for your life, for your family, for your children, for your marriage, in every area of your life. I believe God wants us to mature. I saw this picture on Facebook the other day where there was this old gentleman. He was old in years. I think he was about maybe 50 or 60, you know, and he had a little bit of a dummy in his mouth, and he was in a pram, you know. And I was thinking to myself, yeah, that is how it is with sometimes people in the church, in the kingdom of God. They have grown up in church, but they did not mature in Christ. They did not grow in Christ, and there's a big difference. And today we want to unpack that topic. Amen. Maturing in Jesus Christ. Yes, Pastor Dilly, you were saying that as we mature in Christ, amen, hallelujah, God has got great things in store for us. Amen. Praise be to God. And so today, as we're going to unpack this topic, you know, maturing in Christ, I trust that you're going to also get your Bibles, amen, because we want to read a couple of scriptures from the Word of God so that we're going to be all on the same page. Praise be to God. And God wants us to grow and mature in stature. Amen. Not only in years and in number, but also in stature. Amen. Because God has got amazing things for us in store, that as we grow in Christ and as we grow as mature believers, we have to come up higher. I believe the word of the Lord today is also for someone. God is saying, come up higher. And how do we come up higher? Amen. Hallelujah. How do we get to a place of maturity? It is really by spending time with Christ and to know Him, you know, to know His character. Amen. To know what His word says about you. That is how you begin to mature in Christ. Hallelujah. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into a song break. Amen. And I trust that you're going to stay in tune, because when we come back, we are just going to delve in and we are just going to unpack, you know, for all the believers. I believe it is God's will for all the believers to mature in Christ and to walk in the fullness and the wholeness of God and what He has in store for you. We're going to take a song break. Ladies and gentlemen, stay in tune. Stay on this dial. Maybe tell your friends to tune in as we unpack the word of the Lord. I trust that you are going to enjoy this awesome song that we are going to play. God bless.
This is Brian and Delia on the program Salt and Light on the radio station Cape Pulpit. I trust that you are going to be blessed by this message, migrating from milk to meat. Amen. That Apostle Brian is going to share with us. Draw closer, come nearer, put your volume a bit higher, and really come and eat of this word that God has in store for you. I believe that maturity also comes by hearing the word of the Lord, by engaging the word of the Lord, by allowing the word of the Lord to change your perspective. Amen. The Bible says, as a man think in his heart, so is he.
Sure.
So change can only come by us thinking in a different way, a different manner. And as we digest the word of God, and as we eat of the word, you know, transformation comes to the mind, according to Romans 12. Be not conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Sure.
And as you mature in the word, as you digest and take the word in and flesh it out and meditate on it and think upon it, God begins to change the way you perceive,
yeah,
and the way you see things.
That's
and
right.
That takes us from milk to maturity. That takes us from one dimension to the next, from glory to glory.
Amen. Yes, 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 Pastor Tila, as you were saying, you're so right in what you were saying today. I believe, you know, when you look at the word migration, you know, when one becomes born again, you know, you are a babe in Christ, you know, you are like in an infant stage. And I believe prophetically, you know, that the church is not at the maturity level yet. We are migrating. We are going from glory to glory, as you were saying, you know, because there's still a lot of elementary stuff that we are busy with,
yeah,
you know, in the body of Christ. And, you know, when we look at that, we can see, no, but people is not, they might be 50 years old or 60 years old, but they still reason like little children or little,
yeah,
youths, you know, in the kingdom of God. Excuse me. And the scripture that God gave me, Pastor Delia, is in Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12 to 14. And I want to read it this afternoon. Amen. The Bible says, For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you again the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he or she is still a babe. Amen. And so we get people in the body of Christ, they are born again 10 years, you know, 12 years walking with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. But they did not mature yet to the full capacity and the full potential that God has in store for us. Many, many believers are still busy with elementary teachings about food that we mustn't eat and clothes that we mustn't wear. And sometimes even when people come into the house of God, when God saved someone, now the person is full of tattoos and long hair and, you know, earrings in. And we look at the person funny, but we cannot see, amen, hallelujah, the work that the Holy Spirit is busy doing. And the Holy Spirit is going to transform that person in his image and his likeness. Amen. Praise be to God. And so we see that, you know, we people still talking about, you know, the Easter egg, as we're going to go to Easter now, and the bunny and all these things is elementary stuff. But the substance, the Bible say, the substance should be Christ, because everything is formed in Christ and everything can grow in Christ and, yeah, everything can, you know, be filled in Christ. And so, yes, Pastor Dila, you were saying?
I wanted to ask you a question, Apostle.
Yeah.
What are the characteristics of a person that's still on meat, on milk? What are the characteristics of a person on milk?
The characteristics of a person that is on milk, you know, the characteristics of a, let me put it in this way, Pastor Dila. The characteristics of a mature man or woman of God, you know, is that person that have a lifestyle of prayer and fasting and not religious duties, or when the church call for prayer and fasting, that is how you can monitor, or that's how you can look at a person and see that, you know what, this person is mature in his walk with God, because there's always a hunger for more of the word of God, always a hunger for more of God. You can see also the characteristic of a mature man and a woman of God, you know, that person has got a public prayer lifestyle and a private prayer lifestyle. So you get people that they're in church, they only come to church on a Sunday, they only open their Bible on the Sunday, they only read from the word of God
on
the Sunday.
So that's someone that's on more.
Somebody that's on milk, yeah, but the mature person is a person that, you know, he reads the word, he meditates on God's word day and night. That is how you begin to grow in maturity. So an immature person is that person, he only reads the word when he's asked to read the word. That immature person is only when they ask him to pray, then he prays.
And I think another characteristic of someone that's on milk is the fact that they are still very dependent on the five senses, and the spiritual senses has not been developed yet.
That's right.
A person that is still struggling with sensual things, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, they're still struggling to fight the flesh.
Yeah.
Their belief system is still not at that place where they're not moved by what they see.
Absolutely right.
Yeah.
You know, and we see also, you know, this, like I said, this the a mature person in Jesus Christ, you know, they also have a love for evangelism. They have a love to tell others about Jesus, and not only in word, but also in deed, not only just by preaching words, but by living a lifestyle, because a mature person in Christ always live a lifestyle that is pleasing to the Father. I want to please the Father today. I want to do the will of the Father. What is the will of God? The will of God is the word of God. So when I walk in obedience to the word of God, amen, hallelujah, I begin to walk in the will of God. Many people ask me, Pastor, what do you think? What is the will of God for my life? And many people that is still immature in the Lord, they run to this prophet and that apostle and that bishop. Amen. But I believe today, ladies and gentlemen, that when we begin to meditate on God's word, amen, when we begin to seek him out, you know, the Bible says seek him out, you know, and then you begin to start to walk in his will. Pastor Delia, you were saying?
Yeah. So, I think what you're also trying to say, Apostle, is the fact that there's nothing wrong with, obviously, everyone that accepts the Lord is a babe in Christ. And there's nothing wrong with drinking milk.
Mm-hmm.
I think the issue starts when you are, say for 10, 20 years, but you are still drinking milk. That is the issue. It's not an issue if you are truly a babe in Christ.
That's correct.
You know, we have to start with milk.
Yeah,
we
absolutely.
We cannot give a baby meat, because then they will choke and they will die.
Absolutely,
you know?
Right.
But it becomes an issue when you are still drinking milk. Although you are saved for 10, 20 years, you've been going to church, you've been hearing the word of the Lord, but you have not changed, you have not transitioned.
Yes, Pastor.
You are still doing the elementary things, you know, you're still thinking like a spiritual
like a baby.
That becomes the issue.
That's right. And you see, with the older believers, like you say, the 20 years, like even in ministry, everybody these days are so sensitive.
Yeah.
You know, even when you speak the word of the Lord, when you want to encourage the believers, I'm talking about now the old believers in number.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about the mature believers. You know, everybody is so sensitive. You know, you must ever. Sometimes you even must. You know, you get certain people. You know, you must tiptoe around them because you don't know. You know what? If you're going to say this, how they're going to respond? You know, and it's time for us to grow up in Christ. It's time for us to mature in Christ. Amen. Hello, because there's a world out there that wants to, there's a harvest that wants to come into the church, but the church is not ready because she's not mature to receive this harvest. Amen. Praise be to God. And that's why today I want to unpack this topic, you know, of, you know, migrating from milk to meat. Amen. Because there comes a place in your time, in your walk with God, if you're not moving, if you're not progressing, if you're not growing, then you are stagnant. Amen. And stagnation will cause a stench. Yeah. Amen. And stagnation will cause you not to progress from point A to point B. And many people, they are stuck because of immaturity, stuck because by now, like the Apostle Paul says in Hebrews, we had to eat meat already, but we are still on milk, and milk doesn't do it for us. Ladies and gentlemen,
you should have been teachers already.
Yeah, you should have been teachers already, but you know, you haven't migrated because you are stuck in that place, you know. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a song break, and after we come back, we are just going to unpack a little bit more.
That was a beautiful, beautiful song.
Wow, awesome, awesome.
I trust that you are enjoying this topic. It's a very deep topic by Apostle Brian. We are talking about migrating from milk to meat. If you've just tuned in, migrating from milk to meat, and we are sharing about the issue that happens when God's children are not growing, when they are stuck, when they are still on milk after 10, 20 years of, you know, being saved, being in ministry, where we still have issues where God's people are still busy with elementary things. The scripture that Paul says is that you have to have been teachers already, but because you're still on milk, we're still having to teach you, you know. And Apostle Brian, unpack it further for us.
The scripture that comes to my mind again, Pastor Dele, is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11, where you know, Paul writes to the Corinthian church. He says, "When I was a child, I spoke like a child.
Yeah.
I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I become a man, I put away childish things. And so today, beloved, you know, I want to say it is so important, you know, how we understand the word of God.
Yeah.
Amen. How we perceive the word of God. When we actually read the word of God or study the word of God, he says that, you know, even our understanding, and this is how you see even still immature Christians, by what comes out of their mouth, you know, based on the understanding. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. So you will hear a man by what he speaks, what comes from the inside out. And so Paul says to us today that, you know, we have to put away childish things. And I believe that the body of Christ needs to come to that place now. You know, it is, we are moving in the end times. You know, we have to just get to that place where we need to put away childish things. It is true. It is time to put away childish things, childish habits, appetites, manners. It is time to grow up in Christ, you know. And you see, Pastor Dilly, you get many anointed people. They are really genuinely anointed and gifted. But you see by the things that they do, and we can see the mature level in the things that we do. You get, like, for example, people on the social media, like Facebook and these platforms, you know, that wants to they bad mouth other ministries, or, you know, or that radio station is not good enough and this is not good enough, but they do it publicly. And that shows us, that shows me, and I was there. The reason why I'm speaking about this, I was there because why, you know, I was like, I felt in my heart that I'm anointed, I can preach, I can do this. And I even sometimes, to the point where I felt in my heart that I'm better than this person. Like, I would sit and I was like, no, but, you know, I could have preached better than him, you know. And it's pride, you know, it's a place of immaturity. And so God wants us to migrate, and he wants us to mature in Christ, you know. He wants us, how there's habits, you know, we've got anointed people with such bad habits. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get to places and spaces where you see the bad habit of that person, and the person is speaking the truth of God's word. He's speaking God's word, but these habits don't agree with what he's speaking. And so people can't receive, really, because why? You know what? These habits is so bad. These appetites the appetites of just, I just want to be right. It's, I'm the top person, you know, and even bad manners, Pastor Delia. There's so many people in church with such bad manners. There's people in the world that there's even better manners, you know, and we really need to look at these issues, you know, and many, I believe, Pastor, that many people desire the gifts of the Spirit, which is great. Paul says, you know, that you desire all nine of these gifts. Amen. But I want to say today, and I want to challenge even my own belief system, you know, not to gravitate too much on the gifts of the Spirit, but rather on the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. The character of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. So many, yes, Pastor D, I'm giving over to you. So many people, you know, we gravitate to the gifts, but not the fruit. And that is also one of the problems today that I see in the Church of God, even in my own life. You know, God, I want the fruit of the Spirit.
So would you say, in order to mature in Christ, to go from one level to the next, one of the important characteristics is to be teachable,
sure,
to be humble? You know, that is a huge character or fruit to have when, in order to mature, in order to go to another level, is always being humble, being teachable, always realizing, you know, that there's so much more in God, that we've not arrived, we never will arrive.
Sure, it's so important.
But always to stay in that place of humility and teachableness, that whatever someone wants to impart in our lives, you know, that it will be important for us to listen, to take note, and not to always, you know, not to always think that we know it all.
Yes, possibly.
We know it all, and don't tell me, I know. I always say, many a times when you speak to people and they tell you, no, I know, it's already where they've dismissed you.
Yes.
They've dismissed you.
Yeah. Or even when I sit in a counseling session, you know, the people is in this place of such immaturity right now, so that we counsel people sometimes, you know, and it's almost like the person is coming to you for a counseling session, but it's almost like the person wants to tell you what to counsel the person with. You know,
yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, but now why am I here? You know, because what I'm going to say or the counsel that I'm going to give, in actual fact, you're not gonna receive it really,
yeah,
because, you know, you are the counselor actually. Amen. Praise be to God. And with our children also, you know, when they tell them, you know, but this and that, and they said, yes, daddy, yes. And they look at me, but you know, daddy, then I know when I hear that, but you
that
know.
It cancels it out.
It cancels it out. But listen to what the Bible says in the Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23. But the fruit of the Spirit is described is love, joy, patience, peace, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and I love this one, Pastor Delia, self-control.
Oh.
Amen. There's so many, many, many of us,
yeah,
you know, that can't control our appetites, you know, can't control our tongue.
Our tongue. That's a huge one in the church.
Yeah, in the Bible, in the book of James, you know, James says, you know,
actually read that this morning.
What did you read, Pastor Delia? Tell us.
James, where does wars and rumors come from? Comes from your own inner
desires and appetites, you know, and it comes from that. And so God, it truly, truly, you know, I believe that we need to strive for the fruit of the Spirit, because when the Bible, I heard the saying that a man's gift will make room for him,
yeah,
but I believe it's the man's character that will keep him in that room.
Amen.
Amen. Praise be to God. So the character of Christ, you know, will be displayed in our maturity as we grow from strength to strength and from glory to glory. And so Paul says to us today that, you know, we have to put away these childish things. It's time for the church to truly migrate from milk to meat and mature, because there's a harvest of souls, you know, wanting to come in to the house of God. And so how do you, you know, the question to you believers, to me, is that how do you actually mature in the faith? You know, how do you actually migrate from milk to meat? It is when a person begins to start living on purpose for His purpose, for Christ's purpose.
Intentionally.
Amen. You have to live intentionally. You have to get up with a mindset, Father God, today I want to do your will. I'm going to submit myself to your will no matter what. I was standing in Home Affairs the other day, applying for the passport and that, and it was a long queue, and my patience, you know, we got there about 8 o'clock.
Half past seven
in the morning. We left there 2 o'clock, quarter past, half past two the afternoon, and we did not get help. That was now really our patience.
They went offline.
And every time when it's out there, it's offline, you know. And God was just testing my patience, you know, because I've got a little bit of it. But, you know, God wants to transform us, you know. And patience is one of the fruit of the Spirit, I believe. And so God wants us to live on purpose, to serve God for His purpose. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 3 and 8, for this purpose the Son of God was manifest. Even Him, even the Son of God, you know what? He had a purpose. Amen. He had to, God had a plan for Him. Even when He was Jesus, imagine this, Pastor Delia, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, but living in the house of Joseph and Mary, amen. Jesus also had to be nursed. He also drank milk, amen. He also had to go through a process, amen, hallelujah. So when Jesus came to the age of 30, He was fully matured, amen, to start the ministry of the kingdom of God. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go into a song break. And when we get back, we're going to unpack some more about migrating from milk to meat. Praise God. Amen. You are tuned in at Radio K Pulpit. Amen. I trust that you guys enjoy that song. Praise be to God. Amen. What an awesome song it was. What an awesome time we're having in studio, having this discussion of maturing from milk to meat. And I ended off by saying that, you know, you actually have to live on purpose. You know, there's a purpose in your life, and you have to live intentionally. You know, you have to get to that place of God. You know, there's certain habits even in my life. You know, there's certain even addictions that I have in my life. And, you know, I want to mature in Christ, and I'm trusting God, you know, Father, that You will deliver me, you know, from these habits, from these traits, from these things that is keeping me back, you know, keeping me from progressing and moving forward. And also, I believe, Pastor Delia, you know, when we migrate from milk to meat, you know, I also believe, Pastor Delia, it is time to live by choice and not your feelings.
I think the biggest thing is to have a desire for more. I think that is the main factor, is that when you desire to become more in God, there's many that are saved, but they don't desire more. There has to be a hunger and a thirst for more of God. I know the thing that drove me was always I said to the Lord, I want to become all that You've purposed and destined for me to become.
Wow.
You know, I wanted all. Everything that You created me for, before the beginning of time, I want to walk in it. I want to experience it. I want the more of You. And I think that is the driving force of a believer. When you want more, when you know that you know that you know that there is more in God for you.
There
you
is
know,
more.
That you want to become all that is purposed. And that should be the thing that moves you, motivates you, causes you the desire to want to eat more of God, want to be in His presence.
Sure. That's so powerful. That's really, really so good, Pastor Delia. You know, the more of God, you know, and sometimes people is even, you know, to this place of immaturity where it's they want the house and they want that, and it's nothing wrong, you know, to want the house and the car and the and all of that things. It's praise be to God. The Bible says that seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added.
God will add it to you.
You know, God knows what you need. God knows your heart's desire, so it will be added to you. But when you seek Him first, that intimate place with Him, that, you know, I just want to be in His presence, man. That hunger. I remember, Pastor Delia, when I got saved. And I must say, you know, honestly, I've been slacking, you know, over the years, you know, as it, you walk with what it's almost like it's, you become familiar and you're not hungry anymore. You read the word because you have to read it. You know, you go to church because you have to, but not because you want to. I wanted to read the word. You know, I remember in our house there in Woodstock, in my little kitchen that we had, I was sitting with a Bible, three types of New King James Version, NIV verse. I'm sitting there with a pad and I'm reading the scriptures and I'm making some side notes and, you know, I'm making a cup of coffee and I'm there again. And when I look at my watch, that, hey, it's 3 o'clock the morning that I was sitting from 11 o'clock the night, you know, but I was hungry. Yeah. I was just eating of him, you know, and drinking of in his presence. Amen. Hallelujah. And that actually developed me, you know, if I can say quicker, but you know, the more I hungered, the quicker the maturity levels begin to,
growth.
The growth became, you know, took place in my life, you know, and then God had to teach me and train me about my attitude, you know, because I really had a bad attitude when I came to. I had a bad attitude in the world. I had some traits, you know, that was just
that
not.
That had to go. That had just, to leave.
It needed to go. That stinking thinking. It needed to go, you know.
Sure.
And through the development of spending time in God's presence, being hungry for Him, that hunger actually caused an obedience, you know, because I'm hungry, I want to obey Him. Amen. Because I'm hungry, I want to do His will. Because I'm hungry, now the Word of God is developing me from the inside out. And that's how sometimes people come into the church, Pastor Delia, and they save for a year or two, but they save, it's almost like in leaps and in bounds. And then people that's in the church for years thinking now, but why? What's happening? Amen. Because of that deep hunger and that deep desire to spend time with God. And so I believe also, Pastor Dila, in growing in Christ, it's all good to have emotions. God created us with emotions. Amen. You feel emotional at certain times, certain events, you know, when you're at a funeral, obviously you are emotional, you know, for the bereaved or yourself or whatever the case may be. But we have to migrate from emotions and feelings by deciding, you know, I am going to serve God. I am going to be obedient to His word. I am going to read His word. Because why? You see, one day you will feel very great and, oh, my fear, oh, I love God so much. And I'm, you know, and you feel this energy and this Holy Ghost power. Tomorrow you won't feel it. It's like a marriage. Amen. Our marriage was a bit immature on the beginning stages. But now that as we walk together, you know, 25 years of marriage, there's a process, you know, and that happened, that took place, that brought us to a place of maturity. Amen. I remember that back in the day I just wanted to talk over you. You know what I'm saying? And now I've learned that if my wife speaks, it's okay. I can just sit back. I don't need to prove a point or anything. And that's how you begin to grow, you know, in Christ, mature in Christ, because now you're not living by feelings and emotions only. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to say to someone today, God don't want you to feel Him only. What do I mean by that? You know, yes, I know you get goosebumps and I know that, you know, you get shaky and you're crying, you know, when the presence of God comes upon you. And that is great. I'm not saying that it's great and all that. But God wants you to migrate, you know, from feelings to obedience.
Yeah.
God wants you to obey Him. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, if you are willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Total obedience, Pastor Dele, is the criteria, amen, from migrating from milk to meat. When you begin to walk in obedience to His word, amen, in the fullness, in the wholeness, in maturity, and in godly stature, you cannot mature in Christ if you don't have fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And that is that what we said now, you know, that hunger for Him. It's that hunger to be in His presence. It is that hunger in you to hear His voice. It's that hunger in the mornings when you wake up, you know, I have a hunger to, it's like, you know, when you, the first thing that you do in the morning, you get up, you want to You want to drink your coffee and you just want to chill. It is that experience. It is that lifestyle when you wake up in the morning. I'm so blessed by Pastor Delia. I'm so blessed by you, my wife, when sometimes I wake up at 4:00 and you're already praying and you're spending time with God, and the music is softly on. It spurs me. It encourages me. It blesses me. Amen. Hallelujah. Because I know that that is even the place where Jesus, you know, in his walk with the Lord, in his walk with the Father, he came to that place of maturity where he needed to spend time with his Father. He needed to be alone with his Father. He needed to spend time, you know,
God.
To get away with God. And, you know, one of the things or the criteria of a believer is to, you know, I believe prophetically that it is time for us to get away with God. You know, yes, you need to do public worship and praise, but also private worship and praise. It is so important to Salesian Afrikaans that is van kardinale belang in your growth, in your maturity in God as you go from strength to strength and from glory to glory. There's so much that God has in store for us. Maybe because you are not on that maturity level that you cannot experience the full and the whole blessing of God. Because I won't give my 5-year-old or 10-year-old my car keys and say, son, go to the shop and go get this and that. I can't give it because he's not mature.
Yeah.
Amen. But when I see my son comes to the place of maturity, I am able to release the keys.
Yeah.
Amen. And just like the word of God says, amen, I have given you the keys, amen, of the kingdom at whatever you shall. My goodness.
And just there, Apostle Brian, you know, many of us, we pray for promotion. We pray for another level.
Sure.
But another level can't come because it's waiting for you to mature to that level in order for that to break over your life. You know, so we many a times are the stop blocks of our own destiny, our own purpose, because we don't mature. We still enjoy our comforts. We still enjoy our little, our flaws, you know, our peace of mind. We still enjoy that, and therefore we can't mature and we don't experience the promotion, the next level, because of the fact that God can't pour out on us if we're not at that place of that level of maturity for our lives.
That is so true.
Because he knows that if he's going to pour out or give that promotion, you're going to mess it up.
Absolutely.
Because you're not mature for that level.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go to a song break. And when we come back, we're going to wrap it out. Thank you so very much for tuning in and staying live with us. God bless you. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Apostle Brian and my beautiful bride, Pastor Delia. We are talking. The topic is migrating from milk to meat. And I'm just going to really just wrap it up because I really want to pray, you know, for the believers. I really want to pray for the body of Christ. I really want to pray for the church, because this word is really, really laying really in my heart today. And the scripture that I want to end off this afternoon is in Philippians chapter 3, verse 10. Paul writes, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, Paul, he wrote 3/4 of the New Testament. You know, he was, you know, with all his experiences, he wrote to the churches. You know, he's he was an apostle of the apostles. Amen. Hallelujah. And he writes this, and this is so powerful and so profound for me. He says that I may know him in the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering and being conformed to his death. And I'm thinking to myself, oh my, his resurrection, fellowship, and suffering, those three words that stood out to me in that portion of scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. And I want to say to us this afternoon, you know, that is my prayer, you know, on this road from maturing from milk to meat, you know, that we never get to a place where we tell ourselves that we know it all, that we have arrived. Amen. Even the Apostle Paul, he could have written, I've arrived, you know, I've did this and I've done that, and I've had this many ministries and this many churches and this many miracles and this, but he says, He didn't say those words. He says that I may know him in the power of his resurrection, in the fellowship of his suffering, and being conformed to his death. And that is the prayer that I want to pray this afternoon. And I trust that the Holy Spirit will work in our hearts this morning, this afternoon. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, my God, like Apostle Paul writes, my God, Lord, that we might know you. We want to know you more. We want to know you more, Father. We want to know more of your character, more of you, my God, more of your Holy Spirit, more of you in our lives, in our daily walk, my God. Lord, and we want to know you in the power of your resurrection. Father, when things become difficult and hard, when things, my God, becomes challenging, Father God, I pray today, Father God, Lord, that you will mature our hearts, my God, that we will look, my God, not to the things seen, my God, that we will not look in the natural, but as a mature believer, that we will know, Father God, Father, whatever the enemy meant for evil, that our God is able to turn it around for the good of those that love him. I pray today, Father, that we will remain in fellowship with the Holy Spirit, fellowship with the Word, fellowship, my God, in assembling ourselves together, not forsaking the gathering or neglecting the gathering of the coming together of the saints, my God. And Father God, today I pray, God, that you will bring us to a level of maturity, my God, that we will control our tongue, my God, that we will control, my God, what we speak with our mouth, my God, our actions, our reactions towards others, my Father God. Lord, that we will mature in the stature, in the fullness and the wholeness of Christ, my God. And Father God, that we will be conformed to his death, meaning, oh God, that we will live a dead life, oh God, dead to the things of this world, my God, but alive in Jesus Christ. We thank you today that this Jesus Christ is alive today, and he's working in our hearts. He's walking with us, and he walk with me, and he talk with me. Thank you, Father, for the fellowship of Christ today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. I pray, God, that you will touch every listener, Lord, in every home, oh God, Lord, even by the wayside of the way by the pool, Lord, the prison, my God, I pray the hospital, my God, I pray that this word will penetrate the hearts of men and women, Father God, that you will mature us in Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, today, we just want to release your kingdom, Father God, your righteousness, your peace, and your joy. And we want to release your blessing over your people today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. May the Lord show his countenance towards you. And may the Lord fill you with his peace, his providence, his provision, his protection. In the mighty, glorious name of Jesus, we prayed with much praise and thanksgiving. Amen and amen and amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that is it for us today on the program called Salt and Light. I trust that you have learned something. Thank you so very much for fellowshipping with us. Thank you that you've made notes. Thank you that God is maturing you. We will see you next Saturday, this time, the same time. Please stay tuned in. Amen. Hallelujah. As we lift up the glorious name of Jesus.
Be blessed, beloved. Have a wonderful Saturday.
Bless you. Bless you.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.